Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 145. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. As you may know, I have been preaching the gospel and preaching the Word of God for nearly 2,000 days, almost in a row. And so I took a little break from doing the very popular podcasts that I do and focused on that for a while. And so it is so good to be back behind the podcast mic and to be back with you. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. It reads, "Therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." Our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from John Calvin. He said, "A dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent." Our Reason to Believe PowerPoint today is titled "The Divinity of Christ," Part 26 from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics by Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tosele. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. You need to get this book for your own library. And you can find it where fine books are sold. The authors continue with the second part of their conclusion to this chapter, subtitled, "Why Many Are Not Persuaded." Number four, the reluctance is usually moral. To admit that Jesus is divine is to admit his absolute authority over your life, including your private life, including your sex life. Can a drug addict think clearly and objectively about moral truth when it comes to drugs? Why should a sex addict be different? We are all addicts to something, to selfishness at least. That is the meaning of sin, the very disease Jesus came to cure. Of course, the cancer is going to fear the surgeon. That is exactly what you would expect. That is not a reason to disbelieve the surgeon's claim to be the specialist, just the opposite. The old self in us is no fool. It sees that Christ comes to kill it. It knows Christianity is not a harmless theory, but something alive and dangerous. Number five, some people are afraid of the supernatural because it is mysterious and uncontrollable. If there is a supernatural God, and if this God did such a strange thing as becoming a man, then reality vastly escapes the neat and comfortable little boxes that some of us like to stuff it into. Number six, there may also be simple pride. refusal to lose control of the reins of our lives. And number 7, it is also not at all intellectually fashionable to believe in Christ as anything more than a human teacher. We Americans love peer acceptance, approval, and support. We fear nonconformity, eccentricity, weirdness, and being out of it, even when it is a society that looks increasingly like garbage swirling down the drain. Dear friends, Lord willing, we will continue this topic in our next episode. Holy Father God, we thank you for solidifying our faith, and we pray that you'll help us to grow in the faith, and we pray that you will help us to be strong in the faith and to witness to others to the faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father, believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.